Guys, coming up next to the stage, she works here at Cards Against Humanity. She also hosts a podcast about robots and feminism called Roboism. This is Alex Cox.
Yay! Hi, I'm Alex Cox. And as Eric told you, I work at Cards Against Humanity, and I don't like to be in front of people, but I really like this story. And it's mostly about fear. Like, I'm hiding behind this laptop because it makes me more confident. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to look at Totoro instead of my face or my muffin top. I would really hope you'd do that. For me, getting my first real apartment... getting my first real apartment was really, really scary. It was my senior year of college, and it just happened to be literally one liquor store down from Wrigley Field. Like, if you know the guy who sells liquor to minors, who was very nice, he gave us a discount on gum. but yeah, I don't really like other humans that much, so it wasn't really a place that I thrived in or was happy a lot. Cubs fans aside, it was definitely, like, my hardest year of school. I was taking a full load of classes and freelancing almost full time. I had taken on all this responsibility, but I was afraid to and not ready to be an adult. I had nightmares about what would happen after school. Would I not make enough money? Would I have to go back and live with my parents, work at the Apple store, and desperately try to look as cool and attractive as the other employees? It was just not a great time. So, out of fear and desperation, I spent a lot of my time in my room just working and avoiding most people I wasn't working on projects with. I wanted to be the best I could be. And I majored in documentary film, which I managed to bring up in every Your story. And you think that, like, people are nice, like, oh, we want to make the world better, but we want to crush everybody else, because only a small number of white people can be in the storytelling space, apparently. And my girlfriend would actually play video games with my roommate while I was editing, because I did not think I had time for her. And when I was working, I was just a reclusive dick. However, the worst part about this year of my life wasn't an abstract existential fear. we actually believed that we were living below two serial killers who murdered people together. I know it sounds insane, and I was watching a lot of Hannibal, as well as Criminal Minds and SVU in my spare time. Because, you know, after you're editing, like, things about children who aren't in school, you want to see somebody chop somebody up. And I swear to God, though, dark shit was happening upstairs every single night. And the first thing that we noticed was they had a dog, which was forbidden by our landlord, but that, you know, is always, that rule's always broken. But we never saw the dog. We only heard it, and there were no barks and whines, but this, like, unholy demon growl, and it was just terrifying. About once a week, the couple, usually the dude, I would assume, because there was, like, grunting type of stuff, would drag a heavy bag up the stairs. And the next day, they'd bring it back, both of them, downstairs, but it would seem like there were, like, more loose items in it. And it could easily have been a bunch of books. Or maybe a dismembered body, who's to say? And you think that, like, we wouldn't have proof, but nearly almost every single night, not just during, like, the dead body up and the dead body down nights, we would hear something like this sound. And, but also, oh, it's not doing it. I'm sorry. There was also, like, a bang and then a roll across the floor, as if someone had maybe chopped off a head or a bowling ball, but whatever. And it just really, like, ate at me every single night, this sound. There's it again. It's great. But one night, I was in bed, and I heard frantic knocking on our door. but not our front door, the door that was in the back. So, like, it was one that only the other tenants in the building had access to. And it was, like, really panicked. And at this point, I am really freaking out. There's no fucking way I'm going to answer the door. And I just ignore it. My girlfriend is gone. My roommate is out of town. And so I just lie in bed. Nothing's gonna happen. And after a few minutes of knocking, it goes completely silent. And I will be honest, I have never been so scared. Like, I was literally scared shitless because I went and hid in the bathroom. So this is about 10 minutes later, I hear this different kind of knock. And it's like, it was more assertive and there was like no panic. Which meant like that the other person, this person had opened the screen door that's not locked and was banging directly on our door. Just the 3 inches of wood that separated us. So again, I slowly crept out of my bed and into my bathroom again, because the whole scared shitless. And I wanted as many doors, as many three-inch pieces of wood between me and whatever was on that side. I probably should have called the police. I should have done something, but I didn't. I slept in my bathtub. The next morning, I did not even go to class. It was a Friday, and I waited until my dad came to pick me up because I was visiting my parents that weekend. I'm like, all right, he's 6'2", 350 pounds. He'll be fine. And after that night, though, all of the noises stopped. We never heard anything more from the couple upstairs, and I'll never know who the first person to knock at that door was. And it just really scares me. So anyway, at the end of the school year, I moved out. I'd graduated, got a job. My girlfriend and I moved to a very quiet part of Lakeview where there's just a lot of weed and dogs barking, but no murders. It's great. And I still have horrible, introspective, selfish fears about what kind of person I am and what kind of person I'll become. But whenever I'm starting to have a panic attack or starting to doubt myself, I just try to remember that this will not literally kill me. I still live with anxiety and fear, but I don't live with serial killers upstairs. Right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, Alex. Jesus, that's really frightening. Man. I'm glad you survived. I hope lots of other people did too. We'll never know.